So I keep hearing this term, white glove service. My accountant says it, moving companies say it, and now I'm seeing it for websites. What does that even mean?
Welcome to the 805 Web Minute with Lauren and Honor. We make interwebs and website stuff make sense. Let's get into it. So white glove service, it actually comes from old school butlers wearing white gloves when they handled valuable stuff, like no fingerprints on the silver, that kind of thing.
Oh, so it's fancy butler energy.
Yeah, basically. But what it really means today is someone handles everything for you, all of it. You don't lift a finger.
Okay, I get that. For like movers, they pack everything, they unpack it, they set up your furniture. But for a website, what does that look like?
So here's the thing. With the white glove website service, you never log in, ever.
Wait, never?
Never. No learning Wix, no figuring out WordPress dashboards, no plugins to update, no tutorials to watch at midnight.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. So what happens if I need to change something?
You send an email or you make a phone call. That's it. You say what you need, it gets done.
So it's like having a personal assistant for your website. You just tell them what you want and it happens.
Exactly. And here's the part most people don't think about. You never troubleshoot. Something breaks, you mention it. It gets fixed. You're not Googling error codes at 11 p.m.
Oh, I have definitely been that person sitting in bed, glasses on, angry typing into Google, like, why won't my contact form work?
And here's a number that might surprise you. 80% of Americans deal with technology frustrations daily. Not sometimes, daily.
80%? That feels low, honestly.
Right? And poorly functioning tech can literally double your stress levels. That's what the research shows.
So white glove service is basically stress removal.
That's actually the perfect way to put it. You didn't start your bakery to learn CSS. You didn't open a plumbing company to troubleshoot WordPress. White glove means you focus on what you're good at.
Okay, but is it worth it? Like, can't I just do it myself and save money?
So here's the math. If you spend 5 hours a month on website stuff and your time is worth, say, $50 an hour, that's $250 a month in hidden costs before you pay for any tools.
Oh, and that's 5 hours that could be spent on actual work or with my family or literally anything else.
Exactly. So the question isn't, is DIY cheaper? The question is, what's your time worth?
That's the question. What's my time worth? If the answer is a lot, maybe stop wrestling with WordPress.
And look, if you genuinely enjoy building websites, go for it. Some people find it relaxing, but most small business owners, they have enough on their plate.
All right, so the moral of the story is white glove means you never log in, never troubleshoot, never stress. You just run your business and your website works. And if that sounds good to you,
yeah, with us, it's $79 a month. You email or call when you need changes. No dashboard to learn. No extra charges for normal updates. Month to month, no contracts. And when you call, I pick up. I'm right here in Arroyo Grande.
Local support, I love it. All right, this has been 805 Web Minute. Thanks for listening.